comes, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Listen for the words avoid and contagious.
Just another carefree sunny afternoon in the park. Oops, wrong script. Sorry. Ah, here we go. Alas, life isn't always one big bowl of cherries, even for a plucky little heroine like ours.
I could beat evil villains. Why can't I beat the common cold?
Time to get the patient all warm and toasty. And here's a special being sick treat.
Thanks, Dad.
Now, you have to stay in bed so you can avoid getting any sicker.
Trust me, I'm too sick to even think of moving.
That's right, Jen. I'm standing outside the bank, where inside a bank robbery is in progress as I speak. Oh, where is Word Girl?
No.
And you better not get any of that ketchup on my clothes. I'll never get it out.
Just fill up the bag and there won't be a problem. By the way, soda water is really good for ketchup stains.
You know, I hope you're going to spend some of this money on a new robbery bag. That one smells like salami.
For your information, I'm going to use the money to buy a state-of-the-art turbocharged salami slicing machine.
Well, aren't we fancy?
The party's over, Chuck. Hand over the money!
Never! I'd rather... Wait, are you sick?
Just because I have a little cold doesn't mean I still don't have my superpowers.
Forget your superpowers. I don't want to get you cold. I hate getting sick. My mother makes me stay inside for a month and eat this icky soup. Hey, are you... What's the word you know when you give someone germs?
Contagious.
Right. You're not contagious, are you?
I'll try... to avoid getting you sick.
Get away from me with your cold germ!
Come on, I'm taking you in. Ugh. Huggy, can I have a tissue, please?
You know, you should really go home and get into bed. Take it easy.
Yeah, I know I will. Just as soon as I take you in.
I'm getting out of here. I don't want to get sick, too.
Feel better.
Oh, come on!
Later, at the old fancy-schmancy jewelry shop, our evil villain continues his string of daring daylight robberies.
Oh, sir, your silly sack reeks of salami.
You don't like the salami smell? Word Girl, what are you doing here? What's that word again? You know, when you can pass a cold from one person to another?
Contagious.
Right, contagious. You should be home in bed, not spreading your germs.
Oh, yeah? Well, you should be home, not out committing crimes. Achoo!
Why don't you both go home before I get your cold and your horrible salami smell?
Come on, Chuck. Let's go.
Never! Oh, I hate when this happens. It's so messy, and you end up wasting so much.
How revolting and contagious. Germs, go away. Be gone.
You sneezed all over me. Now I'm gonna be sick. And I was hoping to, you know, when you don't want to get something, what's the word?
Avoid. Meaning to keep away from or not get.
Yeah, I wanted to avoid getting sick, and now I've got your germs.
I said I was sorry. You shouldn't have pulled me. Oh, not again. Achoo!
Oh, here, use this, then have it laundered.
8, 9, 10,000. I got it. I finally stolen enough to get the turbocharged super salami slicer. Oh, no. Don't tell me. Hey, I can't taste anything. No, I am sick. Why does everything always happen to me? I won't suffer alone. If I can't enjoy a deli sandwich on rye with extra pickles, no one can. I'm gonna steal the greatest pleasure in life, eating sandwiches. Okay, now where'd I leave my evil villain gadgets catalog? Here it is. The super duper sonic boom sneezer. Super loud sonic boom sound waves can drown out a marching band and send people flying hundreds of feet. Your neighbors will hate you or your money back. How much is it? Whoa, that's a little pricey. Well, the salami slicer will have to wait.
Chucky! Did you just sneeze?
No, Ma, it was... Think of something, Chuck, think. A train on TV!
Was that a cough? Are you sick?
I'm fine, Ma, I promise. Oh, I gotta get out of here before she makes her soup.
And then the Wicked Witch cackled... Did what?
Cackled. It means, you know, a mean-spirited laugh.
Right. Hey, let me get you some more blankets.
Dad, I don't need any more blankets. It's 90 degrees in here. It's sweltering.
That's it? I'd better turn up the heat.
Oh.
We interrupt this program with a special report.
If you can see behind me, there's a man with a sandwich head and a giant plastic nose making a sonic boom so loud that hungry customers can't order their lunches. Let's watch.
Yes, may I help you?
Yeah, the lunch...
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Give me a number...
Doesn't that beat everything? Tell me, Mr., what's your name?
Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy.
Really?
Hey!
Sorry, so I see you're making it impossible for anyone to order a sandwich. Any particular reason for this unparalleled treachery?
Yes! My cold is so bad that it's wrecked my taste buds. And if I can't taste the deli sandwich, then I don't want anyone else to either.
Well, that's mature.
Bob, we have to get out of here and stop him.
Now, honey, what can I do for you? Hey, how about some movie magazines?
Actually, Dad, I need some things from the store.
Chicken soup-scented bubble bath, ancient tryptophanian mouthwash, talking thermometer. Why, honey, it's gonna take me forever to find all these things. Well, I guess I'd better get started after I change into some dry clothes. Your mother's downstairs if you need anything.
Got to pull it together and stop Chuck Word up.
Back at the local grocery, Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, continues his unusual in-store promotion.
Attention grocery store shoppers. At the deli counter today, we have an ear-splitting sonic boom.
Kid, I like your style. I couldn't buy all this free publicity. Plus, you've increased earplug sales 120%. You're hired.
But I don't want to work. I just want, what's the word? When you want to get even?
The word is revenge.
Word girl, what are you doing here? You're sick. You should be home in bed. A little chicken soup.
We have chicken soup on sale on aisle 8.
Thanks. I'm here to stop you from causing a public disturbance.
You started it. If you hadn't given me your contagious cold, I wouldn't be sick. I wouldn't have to stop other people from enjoying their sandwiches.
You could have avoided getting my cold by simply...
By using hand sanitizer. Aisle 2.
Actually, Chuck, you could have avoided my cold by not committing any crimes.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Oh, but then how else could I afford the turbocharged salami slicer? Ha, Miss Smarty Pants.
By working for me.
Now I don't even have enough money for that because I spent all my money on this giant... nose machine.
Couldn't you find a less expensive nose machine? One that's a little smaller? This one is so big. Achoo! It's obviously designed to disturb much bigger places like a concert hall.
But they hardly ever serve sandwiches at Mozart concerts. A deli is the best place to find people who want to eat sandwiches.
Look, we're both too sick to fight right now. So let's just make it easy and go to the police station.
Never!
Hi-ya! Take...
Oh, yeah? Take this!
Achoo!
Tissue?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Ah!
Holy cow! It's a brand new turbocharged salami slicer! You're even shinier in person! And your blades, they're so sharp! And look! You even have a compartment for salami scraps! Hey! What's with the bars?
Those bars belong to the paddy wagon that you just walked into. Huggy ordered it, backed him to the grocery store's delivery door. Nice work, Huggy.
Paddy wagon? But you can't send me to jail. They have all those inmates there with all those germs. And you have to share sinks. And then I'll never get over this cold.
Relax. You're going home. You're being released into the custody of your mother. And you'll be under house arrest for 6 months.
House arrest? Wait, my mother knows about this? Oh, I'd rather share a dirty sink. She's gonna make me eat that soup. Oh, wait till she sees I went outside without a sweater. Oh.
And so, another sinister plot foiled, thanks to the work of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face.
It was nothing. Not again!
Cold remedies on aisle 4.
Mommy's gonna take good care of you while you're under house arrest. I made a whole vat of chicken gizzard soup.
Oh.
I know how much you love that, little Chucky Bow.
Well, guess there's no way for Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy to avoid that soup. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Choo! Word Girl! Anybody got a tissue?
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is hurl. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the correct meaning of the word.
Oh, Butcher, will you never learn that your meat attacks are no match for Word Girl? She's invincible!
Okay, but who can define the word?
Invincible means can't be destroyed by anything. Unbeatable.
Well, yes, Emily, that's correct, but that's not the definition we're looking for.
The Butcher, what a totally lame opponent for Word Girl. And he calls himself a villain?
No, Emily, you can't define villain either. The featured word is hurl. Any guesses? Yes, Tommy.
Hurl means to throw or fling, like the Butcher does with his lame meat.
Yes, congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl 10-foot paperclip.
Ooh. Hey, that prize is as lame as the Butcher.
See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Psst, listen for forgery and magnificent.
It's a night of culture at the elegant Garfunkel Gallery, where all of high society has gathered for an art auction.
So, Violet, when do they auction off the famous lost statue that you wanted to show me?
It's coming up next. Here, look, isn't it magnificent?
It's beautiful. But, well, what is it?
Well, it's not really anything in particular. It's just a shape, and it's been lost for over 50 years.
Huh. And it suddenly just turned up now at our town auction?
I know! We're really lucky to get to see it in person.
I wonder what kind of art collector would want to sell something so magnificent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Horst Meyer's Statue of Limitations.
That's strange.
What?
Oh, nothing. I've seen so many pictures of the statue, I guess it looks different in real life.
We shall start the bidding at...
$11!
$200,000?
I hereby withdraw my bid.
Very well. Do I hear... $200,000, $250,000, $250,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000, $600,000
our gracious Senna, the Butcher.
How you doing?
What's he doing here?
I invite you all to return for tomorrow night's auction to see what other magnificent items the Butcher puts on the block.
There's a lot more where that came from, folks.
Since when does the butcher collect art? We'd better take a closer look. What's he doing? Okay, let's just be patient. He's bound to reveal his evil scheme at some point. All we have to do is stay hidden until he does.
Hey, who goes in?
Or we could go with plan B. Hold it right there, butcher!
Word girl, what are you doing here?
I might ask you the same thing.
Well, you might, but you might not get the chance.
Butch Gummy attack!
That'll teach you not to try and steal from my art collection.
I'm not here to steal from you. I'm here to foil your evil scheme, which was... what again?
No, you got it all wrong, word girl. I don't need crime now that I've learned to appreciate the beauty of art. Why, just look at all these long-lost works that I've collected. The Fona Lisa. The Venus de Flytrap. And Michelangelo's Dave. Aren't they magnificent?
I think you mean magnificent, as in splendid in appearance or exceptionally beautiful.
What did I say?
You were about to tell me how you stole all these works of art?
I was, but I didn't.
Well, how else would a criminal like you get them?
Yard sales?
Oh, come on. You expect me to believe that you found all these priceless works of art at yard sales?
Yeah, I also found this cool air hockey table.
Yeah, but...
look, these works of art have been lost for many years, right?
Yeah, but...
and many years is a really long time, right?
Yeah, but...
so I wasn't even born back then. There's no way I could have stolen something before I was born.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. Looks like the only criminals here are you and Fuzzy Face over there.
Us?
That's right. You broke into my warehouse. And now you're calling me a crook with no proof. Now get lost before I call the cops.
All right, but we'll be keeping an eye on you. Something about all this stinks.
Meanwhile, back at Word Girl's secret spaceship hideout...
Everything seems to check out. The Fona Lisa, the Venus de Flytrap, even the Dave. They've all been missing for years. I've got to think about this. Maybe he's making friends with all those rich art patrons so he can steal their wallets.
That's a magnificent theory.
Really?
No, not really.
Just switch scenes already.
Fine. Say, that's pretty good.
While our heroes are getting creative, the city prepares for night two of the Garfunkel Gallery's art auction.
Tonight's rare art piece is Pedro Pequeño's Guy with a Goat, long thought to be lost forever. This piece is on auction thanks to the generosity of the butcher.
Hi again.
Magnificent, but...
what? What is it?
Oh, I don't know. Does this picture look like that statue to you?
I guess. I mean, there's the guy and there's the goat.
But I don't know. It's something with the texture or the shading. Something just doesn't seem right.
It's browner? Maybe it's just old.
Let us open the bidding. Do I have...
1995!
Perhaps you would have better luck bidding on some of the items available in our vending machine. Now, do I hear 300,000, 300,000, 400,000, 450,000, 454,000, 453,000, 555,000 going once, going twice, sold for $4.2 million and 94 cents.
Something just doesn't seem right.
That's it. The butcher is forging works of art. Word up!
Word girl!
Ladies and gentlemen, this statue is a forgery.
Why, thank you. I think it's pretty forgerific myself.
No, it's a forgery. That means it's a fake, a copy designed to fool people into thinking it's an original.
Word girl, this is a very serious claim. Do you have the real lost statue?
Well, no.
So what is your proof that this statue is a forgery?
The proof is...
Something just doesn't seem right.
The proof is that, something just doesn't seem right.
Can you be more specific?
Huh. It's kind of, browner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this girl and her monkey have been following me around, making up a lot of wild stories about me and my art collection. Can't a butcher get any peace?
All right, I'm the police commissioner here.
That's a lucky break.
Not really. I just happen to love art. Now, what's the problem here?
Forged artworks.
Pesky superheroes.
Word girl, if you don't have any proof, I'm going to have to arrest you for harassing the butcher.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Police Commissioner.
Commissioner.
Well, no need to arrest Word Girl. All I ask is that she and her monkey friend be banned from this gallery, especially tomorrow night, when I will be auctioning off the rarest and most valuable piece in my collection.
Do you hear that, Word Girl? You're not going to set foot on these premises tomorrow night for any reason. If you do...
Come on, Huggy. Let's get out of here. Don't worry. We'll catch the butcher. All we have to do is get close enough to those artworks to figure out what's wrong with them. Word up!
It's night three of the Garfunkel Gallery's art auction. Ooh, there's a fancy-pants billionaire art collector nobody's ever met before. Gee, he sure does look familiar. Come to think of it, so does she. No? Well, my mistake. Anyway, the bidding is about to begin.
Tonight's item is the most rare and precious in the butcher's collection. The long-lost abstract piece by the artist Zell Ginsberg entitled Complicated Smoosh.
Smoosh.
The bidding will start at... $500,000. Do I hear 500?
Thank you, sir. Do I hear 510? Holy smokes, 4.5 million, 4.6 million, 4.7 million, 4.8 million, 4.9, 5 million, 5.1, 5.2, 5.3, 5.4. Do I hear 5.5? No, 5.4 million. Going once, going twice. So,
to the gentleman in the very dapper suit with the impressive paddle skills. Sir, please come forward. Now, will that be cash or cash? Would you take an I.O.U.? No, sir, I'm afraid we cannot. Now, how do you wish to pay?
Say, wait a minute. I know this guy. I thought so. It's Word Girl's friend, Captain Squishy Face. You're not supposed to be here.
And neither am I. We're here to expose your evil plot. This statue is a forgery.
Oh, come on.
No,
listen, I'm sure of it.
I'm telling you, this statue is 100% real, with no artificial colors or preservatives.
What?
What? Nothing.
Wait a minute.
That's it. Is that police convectioner here?
It's commissioner, and yes, I am.
I want these two arrested.
No, wait, it's a fake. It's browner and lumpier than it should be, and... and it smells really good. What?
Just come along quietly.
I've got it! It is a fake! Huggy, plan 568!
Hey!
He's eating the smoosh!
I knew it! The butcher has been forging these artworks. They're all made out of meat!
Yeah, good. All right. Hold everything. Sergeant Henderson!
Yes, sir.
Get me a cracker.
Yes, sir.
That's pure chopped liver. Boys, arrest the butcher!
But wait!
Magnificent work, Word Girl. We never should have doubted you.
Captain Huggy Face's stomach gets some of the credit, too.
So plan number 568 is for Captain Huggy Face to take a bite out of a statue made of meat.
First time we ever had to use it.
And so Word Girl once again saves the day by exposing the biggest art forgery in the city's history. Join us again next time for another magnificent episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word hurl. Ready to play the bonus round?
Bring it.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for hurl. Okay, Tommy, got an answer?
TJ is demonstrating a classic hurl, similar to the butcher's hurling meat attacks. Number one.
You are correct. You've won the bonus round, Tommy. Huggy, show him his special prize.
Aw, man. That's lamer than the paperclip.
Indeed it is. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is animals because I have 17 pets to start with. I have 5 dogs, 4 cats, I have a pig, 2 birds, 2 rats, and 2 goats, and I have a hedgehog named Prickly Ainsworth Longfellow III.
My favorite word is teacher because I have a lot of teachers and I love all my teachers and they do a lot for me and I love them and they love me.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what pensive means. That's right. Pensive means to think a lot about something. Congratulations, Huggy. Pensive.